Yeah. Edmonton Elks have been renamed finally. What do you think about it?
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about that. I want to hear your thoughts first. What? Because I never really asked you.
Honestly, I like the word. I like the name Eskimo. There's a tradition involved.
Yeah, it's just weird.
But, like, frankly, at the end of the day,
doesn't matter.
In 2 years, they're just going to be the Edmonton Elks.
I don't know about that. Maybe in, like, 5 to 10, we'll
see. Regardless, though, there's going to get to a point where they're just going to be the Edmonton Elks, and it's going to be one of those things where we look back 20, 30 years later and be like, oh, remember when they used to be called the Eskimos?
Yeah, we're going to be, like, old men talking to our grandchildren, like, we used to call them the Eskimos before that was racist.
Ain't that the truth? But I don't know, what were the other name suggestions? Like, I remember the Elks was one of them.
Of the options that they gave out when they did their survey, Elks was by far the best, in my opinion. There was Evergreens, Evergolds, Elk Hounds, Elements.
Like Elk. What's one?
Empires. No, that one.
Empire would have made sense.
I liked Empire, but apparently that one was also not good because, like, the Roman Empire shit wasn't good. That's what I heard.
You go on Twitter too much, man. You be reading deep in those conversations on Twitter, aren't you?
Bro, I care about the Elks, okay? I fucking love the Elks.
That's fair, yeah, I do too.
Antler up, baby.
Okay, did you see the picture like of their field now?
Yeah, you can see Eskimos clearly written in the end zone still.
Oh really? Oh yeah. I was just gonna say the Elk takes up
the whole field.
The whole field.
The whole thing.
It is disgusting. What is going on there?
It's an odd shape anyway, so it's not going to look fantastic. But, yeah, I don't know why it's the size of an NFL field.
Yeah, like it's, I don't like it. Where are the sponsors going to be? They got to make money somehow in that league.
Yeah, the whole reason they changed their name is because their sponsors were like, hey, we're not going to pay you guys if you don't change your name. And now they don't even get on the field because they're like, you know what? Fuck you guys. The brick field at Commonwealth Stadium.
What are you talking about?
That's the name of this, because they sponsored the field, so it's brick.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Anyways. Sorry, I zoned out you.
Yeah, you look fucked up.
I am. What do you feel about that you're excited for that league? What are your predictions for the league?
I don't even know if you can begin to
predict it.
Yeah, like, the Elks got James Wilder, who's a stud.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be good. Him and Trevor Harris there.
Yeah,
and
Greg Ellington still, I'm imagining, a stud.
What other receivers does Edmonton have now?
I don't know. Not that many. I don't remember. I don't think they're that bad, though. Can't be. I don't know. Mm. The roster's changed so much every year as it is in free agency. So, especially with this long, over a year off now, I don't even know who's on what team and fucking who's actually going to be good or not. You know, Bully Event Mitchell is going to be a stud still.
Yeah, it's like when these players are a lot older as well, too. Like, NFL was lucky. They at least had a season. They had all that shit. The CFL players have done nothing. I think the first 3 games are going to be, like, pretty bad.
Oh, it's going to be some probably awful games, but it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be a good place
for you. It's going to be very high scoring.
I hope so. I wouldn't mind some high scoring CFL football.
Could you imagine if the Edmonton Elks scored a fucking kickoff or punt return touchdown for once? Maybe this is a new era for special teams for the Elk. New name, new special teams. Because goddamn, do they suck on special teams.
Goddamn, you're right. And the thing about special teams, I hate about the fucking NFL. Sorry, this is random as fuck. But the NFL special teams is a fucking joke. What is the point of it? What's the point of punting it to the other player when he's just going to wave his hand and catch the ball, and that's where they get the ball?
Because players like Julian Edelman never do it, but it's very odd.
The kickoff, what is the point of a kickoff in the NFL?
Yeah.
All it's good for is a time for them to add more ads to a commercial break. Because instead of just going touchdown to then the offense on the field, they can go now touchdown, commercial break.
You'd still get
kickoff, commercial break.
Yeah.
But you still get the one commercial break, but you get the other one. So they're like, fuck it, send the players out there.
The only thing I don't like about eliminating the kickoff is then you're now eliminating the onside kick, which I don't like any of the alternatives.
They just got to have it so you can return the ball in the NFL.
Yeah, but they're all about safety, and apparently that's not safe. CFL is like, we don't give a fuck. It's exciting. Go murder each other.
Okay, what about this? What if you do this change in the NFL? Instead of having 11 players on the field, for special teams plays, you only have 10 for the kickoff.
Isn't there just more open space for you to get more speed and murder somebody?
But it's not as congested, though. It's more like the CFL then. Like, the CFL is not such a congested game where you get five players coming in there together.
I still
think there'll be more one-on-one tackles.
I still think, that'd be cool. Running full blast and fucking.
You're wrong.
Like, they've already changed the rules so much for it. It's
blatantly, you're wrong. I'm looking in your eyes right now saying you're fucking wrong.
Yeah, you can say that all you fucking want, but the reality of it is we're never even going to find out.
I know. They're never going to change it. I think at the end of the day, there's no reason for them to bring it back now. It's already gone.
Yeah, I think within 5 years, the kickoff will be out of the NFL, and we'll be doing like a 4th and 15 for onside kicks or something bullshit like that.
Interesting. Who knows?
It'll be like extra points where if you're going for two, you still have you can go from the two. Oh. So if you want to kick an onside, you can line up and just go for an onside.
Or if not, the other team can just get it at the 20 or 25.
Yeah.
And it's like the kicking team's decision to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's either kick it or go for the onside, yeah. Or give them the ball.
What if you say you're going to do an onside kick, but then you kick it deep?
Then it's just going to come to the fucking 20 and probably maybe a penalty. So give it to them at like 35.
Could be something. That's odd, though. But anyways, though.
I still like... Because you still
special
have
teams
a,
is fun, though.
You still have a few touchdowns from kick on punt returns in the NFL a year. Not very, very many, but they're still nice to see once in a while.
Yeah, they're entertaining, you know. And that's one thing I like about the CFL. The field's so much bigger that there's more ability to for these players to make a play.
Well, and you have to give 5 yards on a punt.
Yeah.
So you're guaranteed a return.
Yeah, exactly. I like it, personally. And I think the nice about the 5 yards is you don't have those players like the NFL where they're just sprinting down there and then headbutting somebody. It's like you're forced to slow down and stop and find the ball, and that's like it makes the play safer.
Unless somehow you like catch perfect timing, which does happen, but not very
often. Or if you're a punter and you just say, fuck it, 5 yards doesn't apply to me, and they just go and punt.
That is also another really thing I really like about the CFL is the punter just running down the field and recovering his own kick. Everyone's like standing around, and all of a sudden you just see someone slide on the ball. You're like, what the fuck?
Dude,
that was the punter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fucking.
That was my favorite shit to do on the field there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, and that's the thing. There's the Rouge, whatever it's called, in the CFL as well too. That's such an interesting play. It's only happened like twice or three times or however many times it's happened. But at the end of the day, when it happens, you're like, oh fuck, that's pretty cool. That's something that's different in the game. And
you could technically punt a tie game with a Rouge. Like it's
And
then you get a fuck situation where they're fucking punting the ball.
Well, I remember there was one time where, so our kicker was. Been terrible at the Wildcats for all 5 years. Never really had a consistent kicker.
You may as well say his name at this point. You're just really fucked. Because
there's like four of them.
The punting wasn't that great either.
The punting was entertaining.
Okay.
But so it was like we were on the 20 or 25 yard line or something like that. And Park was like, do you think you can just boot it up the end zone instead of going for the field goal?
To your kicker?
To me.
To you?
Because he's like, do you want to just boot up? Because it was like a situation where we only needed like 1 point.
To like tie or to win?
I think it was to go ahead by like...
Okay.
What was it? I think it was to like try and go ahead by 4. Because we were up by 3.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But regardless though, but it was just like, it was more important to get at least one point. Yeah. It might have been a tie. But yeah, I remember just going out there at the 25 line. It was a really windy day. That's what it was. And I remember just coming out there and just booting into the end zone. And
then, do you imagine if you shanked it? How mad would Park be? Think you'd lose your putting job?
Shit, no. I shanked a lot of shit.
I know, you did shit.
I made up for it,
but
though.
The fact that you can't trust your kicker, just to say, hey, when you kick it, just make sure you kick it hard enough it goes through the end zone from the 25-yard line is pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's something you should be able to ask of your kicker.
Yeah, I know. You heard the rant that we went on 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That was a 3-hour rant.
Me and Tommy learned some things about Wildcats football.
Damn right. Welcome to my life the last 5 years.
Like, I didn't realize CJFL had so much drama. Like, it was its own, you can make its own fucking Netflix miniseries about it.
Yeah, and it's kind of like an addictive lifestyle to have. It's fun to like just be caught up in all this
shit. I thought that was a high school thing. No, it continues on after high school.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, though, like,